Michelle Grattan is standing by in our Parliament House studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish.
Obviously, there's a political dimension to these bushfires, the smoke haze prevailing over some pretty big chunks of Australia. It does seem to, though, be focusing people's minds on the tangible implications of climate change. And we have new research from the Australia Institute now showing that 62% of Australians support a zero emissions target by 2050. Is there some kind of tipping point occurring in Australia's vexed climate change debate, do you think?
I think this will have an influence on that debate. I think that as this has become really absolutely horrific over recent weeks, it does feed quite strongly into that debate. We've also had former High Court judge, former Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne makes some comments about the responsibility of company directors to take into account and report to shareholders the effects of climate change. That's, of course, separate from the fires issue, but I think is another reflection of how this debate is intensifying and changing.
And amid all of that, Anthony Albanese on a road trip in Queensland this week, he's going to go and visit a coal mine.
That's right. He's out in regional Queensland, or he will be out in regional Queensland and visiting a mine and an aluminium smelter. I think that this is sending a very strong message of differentiating himself from Bill Shorten and the much more conflicted messages that Labor was sending out on coal before the election. Of course, Anthony Albanese has to do a balancing act also, given the climate change debate, but he does seem to be more willing to put lines in a very straight fashion.
All right. An interesting Australian election study conducted by the ANU this morning finds that satisfaction in democracy is at its lowest level since the constitutional crisis of the 1970s. And now just one in four people say they have confidence in their political leaders and institutions. Are you surprised by the results?
I don't think it's a surprising result. It does reflect the situation that other studies have found, but this is an influential study done after each election, and I think it just amplifies the message to politicians and others in the political debate that they do need to lift their game and to respond to the public cynicism about them, because it's very corrosive of the democratic system.
All right, Michelle Grattan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.